local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
An ROV, a remote operated vehicle, discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
And that was the unfortunate, tragic, and yet likely conclusion of the saga involving the submersible that went down to the floor of the Atlantic Ocean to view the Titanic, the Coast Guard confirming that the sub was found demolished on the ocean floor, a floor of debris recovered by a remote operating vehicle early this morning. The five passengers confirmed dead. Rear Admiral John Mauger said a catastrophic failure led to the vessel imploding. I'm not sure what that failure exactly was or when that implosion exactly occurred. That will be investigated and coming out in the coming days, weeks, and months. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. That's our top story today. If there is any solace, it is this, is that because the submersible imploded, the five people on board did not feel a thing. It happened so fast that their bodies could not have even registered that something was wrong. It's just like snapping a twig with the amount of water pressure going that far deep in the ocean. Didn't feel a thing. They were literally there, and then they weren't. Didn't feel a thing. So if there is any sort of consolation, there was no suffering of those five people on board. But definitely an unfortunate and tragic conclusion to the saga that has gripped the world over the last few days. 850-437-1620, always taking your texts, your reactions, and your traffic tips as well as we get going here on a Thursday. Other top stories today, House Republicans putting off an effort to impeach President Biden. That was led by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who introduced a measure to force the vote on her impeachment article this week, despite House Speaker McCarthy's opposition. The articles accused Biden of carrying out an invasion at the southern border. However, the vote to punt the resolution passed 219 to 208. And a really bizarre, scary situation in Colorado, where nearly 100 people were hurt after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert. Happened near Denver, where fans were gathered to hear pop star Lewis Tomlinson when a severe storm rolled in and began pelting the fans with hailstones. Officials say that seven people were taken to hospitals with broken bones and lacerations, and around 80 treated on the scene there as well. So saw some video on that people were taking there, and it was definitely a hailstorm. Yeah, seven people hospitalized there, broken bones. You think about how far the hail is falling, and to have it size of a golf ball, yeah, that's going to sting. 416 right now, we'll take a break for our local roads and weather update, followed by the history of the Blue Angels.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure you give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And it's turned into a pretty nice afternoon here in Pensacola. We do have some rain going through Mobile right now, but we are looking good throughout Pensacola, Garcon Point, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre for the rain. It is 88 with a few clouds in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this Blue Angels history is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
1958 saw the Blue Angels training in their new F-11As in the skies over Pensacola. The supersonic afterburner-equipped F-11A was ideal for precision aerobatic flight, and the Blue Angels took advantage of the plane's outstanding flight characteristics with an even more impressive airshow routine. In addition to expanded vertical maneuvers, the Blue Angels introduced the back-to-back formation and the first six-plane delta maneuvers during the 1958 season. By 1959, many countries had their own flight exhibition teams, And it was in April of that year, during the First World Congress of Flight in Las Vegas, Nevada, that several of these other teams got to fly with the Blue Angels, at the same air show anyway. The other teams were the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Chinese Nationalists' Thunder Tigers, Holland's Dutch Four, and Italy's Red Devils. In 1961, the Blue Angels spent close to 300 days on the road doing 75 flight demonstrations as part of the Navy's year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of naval aviation. A June 10th performance at NAS Pensacola drew more than 75,000 spectators. That air show also included exhibitions by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Royal Canadian Air Force Golden Hawks. Grumman, which had manufactured every plane flown by the Blue Angels, sponsored a Blue Angel reunion, which was well attended by former Blues pilots. During this special anniversary year, which was also the 15th anniversary of the Blue Angels, the flight demonstration team performed before a record 5 million people nationwide. In what would eventually become a tradition, the season concluded with a welcome home show over their home base at NAS Pensacola. 71 shows were flown in 1962, including one attended by President John F. Kennedy at Brunswick, Maine. Following the air show, the team was able to meet the president and presented him with a scale model of the F-11A Tiger painted with Blue Angel markings. The next year, the Blue Angels reached a special milestone when they flew their 1,000th flight demonstration on July 4, 1963, at NAS Lemoore, California. The following year, the Blue Angels flew before a crowd of 1.5 million people at the Aeronaves de Mexico Anniversary Air Show in Mexico City. This one-day attendance record of 1.5 million would stand for 22 years. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels tour Europe and get the only standing ovation at the Paris Air Show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI. Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here, getting you caught up on everything going on in the world today. And heard there in the promo the hurricane coverage. And just stand by here in just a moment. We're going to get an update on Brett as well as the tropical depression right behind him. So stick around for that. Before we get to traffic and weather here, just a local headlines here. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson holding a news conference earlier today announcing two arrests in connection with the shooting that left a 24-year-old man dead on Monday.
They stayed up, our detective stayed up 20 hours straight, nonstop, until this case was solved and both individuals were in custody.
20-year-old James Cordes and 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson arrested in the death of Joseph Lieb. They were both arrested in Atmore, being held in the Escambia, Alabama jail, awaiting extradition to Santa Rosa County. Oh, you've all heard of the massive lines at Pensacola International Airport recently due to the delays being caused by TSA upgrades. Due to the what they're doing is they were in the process of upgrading the scanners at the checkpoints, the four lanes there. But it was causing such a big problem that airport staff are now saying that that's going to be paused for now.
I was making a lot of phone calls to the federal security director that oversees all the airports in North Florida from Orlando up this way. And I just said, this is getting too, I mean, the conditions are on the ground were just too bad. The lines were too long.
That's Airport Director Matt Coughlin, who says the first phase will start following July 4th weekend and will wrap up before Labor Day, and the second phase will follow after Labor Day weekend. More local and state headlines coming up after a check of the roads and weather. Gracie.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have an accident on Airport Boulevard that is going to be right off of Davis Highway, right near the Outback and Mattress Firm. So just keep that in mind. And we also have another accident that is going to be just off of I-110 on West Fairfield Drive at North L Street. So we are seeing some slowdowns right there as well. If you see something else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. Brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company with over 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. For weather, we're looking great this afternoon. We do have some partly cloudy skies, some rain going throughout Mobile, but nothing too bad in our area. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Not a lot of information on this, but Channel 3 reporting that FDLE agents are serving a search warrant, and sounds like a couple of people have been detained at the offices of Dr. Elaine Sharp in Gulf Breeze. They've got Brett Kearney out on the scene right now, so don't have much on this, as it sounds like it's just happened within the last hour or so. So we'll certainly be following up for any information on that. Also, Pensacola State College and Northwest Florida State College partnering today to fast-track cybersecurity students towards jobs in their field.
And not only is it good for our students, but the excellent part is good for Florida. is going to help fill this very deep chasm, this gap we have.
So how it'll work is that students from Northwest Florida State College who complete their associates in computer information technology will be receiving admission, general education, and 21 prerequisite credits for Pensacola State's bachelor program in cybersecurity. And in addition, PSC will offer bachelor's coursework at Northwest Florida's Niceville campus for students that are enrolled in the program. Pretty cool partnership there. Some state headlines we told you about. Tropical Storm Brett now. It's expected to move across the Lesser Antilles tonight as a strong tropical storm.
But after that, it should be moving across the eastern and central Caribbean, where it should be weakening and then eventually dissipate sometime this weekend over the central or western Caribbean.
And meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Depression 4 is in the middle of the Atlantic, should move generally west-northwest before turning a bit more northward, but forecasters believe because of strong wind shear, that will also weaken. So good news on both of those. Gracie?
The Justice Department is turning over evidence in Trump's Mar-a-Lago case to the former president and his attorney. According to the court filings, that includes testimonies from witnesses before the grand jury, such as Trump's valet, who is now a co-defendant in the case. He's accused of lying to prosecutors about his role in moving boxes in and out of Mar-a-Lago storage during efforts to recover the documents.
And Governor Ron DeSantis taking aim at private college accreditation agencies, saying they have huge power and are accountable to no one.
It's not just that that doesn't make sense to have these accreditation agencies have so much power. We believe it violates the law and the federal constitution.
So Florida is now filing a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration and the Department of Education. He says higher education needs a competitive market for accreditation, and that's simply not happening right now.
Also, well, on the topic of Ron DeSantis, the state attorney who was suspended by Ron DeSantis will not have his case heard by the Florida Supreme Court. The justices say that Andrew Warren waited more than 6 months to ask the court to take up his case, saying it was unexplained and unreasonable. Warren's efforts to be restained now rest with the Republican-controlled state Senate.
Yeah, big update there. So good news on Brett and Tropical Depression 4. Not great news regarding the conclusion of the search efforts for the five on the submersible around the Titanic, although the efforts to recover debris will likely be going now for several days and weeks. 437-1620 is the number. It's Pensacola right now. Fox News is next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. All five people aboard a mini submarine in the North Atlantic are dead. Rescue crews believe they found the vessel's debris on the ocean floor.
This was a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger there. Five people on board had been on a voyage to the wreck of the Titanic nearly 2.5 miles under the ocean surface. They lost contact with the surface Sunday morning. Fox's Mike Tobin.
Coast Guard said the submersible was in five major pieces. And again, all indications that it suffered a catastrophic loss and that the people, the pilot and passengers in that submersible died in an instant.
The debris from the vessel was found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Home sales remain sluggish in May. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes eked out a gain of 0.2% from April, an annualized pace to 4.3 million units. But compared to a year earlier, sales were down sharply, more than 20%. That's due in part to low inventory of available homes. A bit of good news for prospective buyers, the median existing home price fell 3.1% in May from a year earlier to $396,100, the largest drop in 11.5 years. The SEC has fined the broker-dealer subsidiary of J.P. Morgan Chase $4 million for accidentally deleting about 47 million emails from early 2018. The emails in question deleted in 2019 were from and to about 8,700 email boxes, and some were sought by subpoenas in at least a dozen regulatory investigations. Stocks managed a mostly higher finish today. The NASDAQ Composite up nearly 1%. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Aaron Rodgers shows how far we've truly come in sports. Not too long ago, getting caught smoking marijuana would have garnered a lengthy suspension and fines. Now Rodgers, the four-time MVP and future Hall of Famer, is a keynote speaker at a psychedelic science conference, talking about his own experience with mind-altering drugs. It's amazing how open-minded we've become. I'm Maggie Gray.
So, you're at the game and that hot dog and soda come back to haunt you with heartburn. You try to get it under control with a few antacids until bedtime, and then the heartburn comes back. Does this happen to you? Instead of fighting your heartburn, block it with Prilosec OTC so you can celebrate your team's victory without heartburn distracting you. Taking one Prilosec OTC pill in the morning can prevent excess acid production for 24 hours. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. Prilosec OTC, used as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be, and that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love, I need you.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. I hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our national headlines, and Joe's going to give us a rundown on what's going on in the world of sports. We do have an accident off of Kingsfield Road. This is going to be off of County Road 97. FHP is reporting a roadblock. Got a text in, though, letting us know that at the moment both lanes are open. Again, that's 97 in Kingsfield Road. And taking a look at it on the map, we're really not seeing any major slowdowns, but just keep that in mind. Again, that's the intersection right near the Dollar General. We do have some slowdowns still at Airport Boulevard. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction. The accident is just off of Davis Highway, and we still have some slight slowdowns on Fairfield. This is going to be off of North L Street, right in front of the Wendy's. Right before Fairfield and Tahar, you merge off to Tahar or stay on Fairfield. So that's going to be it for traffic. But if you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
Rain chances finally on the decrease as we head into Friday. They're down to 40 to 50% chances during the afternoon, hit or miss. Same deal on Saturday at about 50% chances. And by Sunday, the rain chance is down to isolated. Only a 10 to 20% chance of rain on Sunday. How about that? There will be a trade-off. We're getting warmer. Highs do return to the upper 80s to lower 90s each and every day starting on Friday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's partly cloudy right now, 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze with a low of 73 for this evening and a 60% chance of rain. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Also, 4th of July is coming up soon. Going to be here before you know it. And this 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony's Sparks and Stars, which is presented by Peter Muge. It's going to be from 7:30 to 9 p.m., so make sure to tune in and celebrate the 4th of July with News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. 850-437-1620, the text line, national headlines now. So we told you a couple weeks ago that following the charges and bail being put in for Congressman George Santos, that he did not want the identities of those people released because he said that it could lead to them having their safety jeopardized. Well, it turns out the two people that guaranteed his $500,000 bail were his father and his aunt. So Santos now facing charges including wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. Now everybody will move on with their lives.
Yeah. In weather news, North Texas got some bad weather last night. At least four people died after a tornado ripped through a tiny town in North Texas last night. A tornado warning went off for Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. In addition to the loss of life, the twister also left about a dozen buildings damaged.
The State Department announcing a new visa restriction policy aimed at keeping foreign governments from helping fugitives escape the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the Fallon Smart policy, named after a 15-year-old Oregon girl who was killed by a hit-and-run driver back in 2016. Officials believe the suspected driver was a Saudi national who fled the country before his trial with the help of the Saudi government.
And the predicted surge of illegal immigration at the southern border has fizzled out. The latest federal numbers have decreased in May. Encounters would be asylum seekings were down 25% compared to a year ago, and most apprehension happened before a public health rule called Title 42 was lifted.
In Moscow, a court denying Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his pretrial detention. Russia accuses him of collecting state secrets about the military. He was arrested back in March. Judges have now extended his pretrial detention twice, including last month when it was extended until August 30th. His appeal was denied during a hearing earlier today.
And House Republicans have failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The Congressional Review Act would have been Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, and it was passed in the House and the Senate earlier this year before Biden vetoed the resolution. On Wednesday, the House failed to get the majority vote needed to overturn the veto.
Absolutely bizarre story in Texas, where police say an Uber passenger shot her driver because she thought she was being kidnapped. The 48-year-old passenger from Kentucky told police in El Paso that she saw road signs for the Mexican border town of Juarez and panicked, so she shot the driver. The 52-year-old driver is on life support now. Investigators say the driver was following the correct route, and then there were no signs that he was trying to abduct his passenger, who is now under arrest.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy.
It's El Paso. It's literally, it's on the border, is it not? I mean, is my geography of Texas?
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm looking really quick. Yeah, it's.
Well, also, right. I wonder what's going to come out of this. Like, was she on, like, tripping on something? Panicky in the back of the Uber? Or wouldn't you think there's a conversation to have before you think you're kidnapping them? Like, oh, actually, where are you taking me? If you think you're in danger.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just could be simply just a lack of understanding of where you were.
Yeah.
You know, she's from Indiana. Maybe I don't know. I mean, yeah, El Paso is right there. I looked up where the airport is. I would imagine it was an airport pickup. I mean, that's just my guess. You know, 5 minutes from the border. So, but yeah, it's El Paso, Texas, man.
I do feel bad, obviously, for the driver. Just
terrible.
Do their job and something awful comes from it. Yeah, in more national headlines, the Biden administration is making it easier for skilled workers from India to live and work in the U.S. According to Reuters, people familiar with the move say that the administration is using Indian Prime Minister's visit this week as a backdrop for this announcement coming up.
And looking at some sports, busy night in the NBA, a couple of days actually here with some trades, but the NBA draft is tonight starting at 7 on ESPN. The Spurs are going to take France star Victor Wembanyama, Alabama's Brandon Miller, also expected to go in the top three. Three-team trade sending Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart will go to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Chris Paul is reportedly on the move again after he was traded to the Washington Wizards. He's now expected to go to the Golden State Warriors, who are sending back a trade package that includes Jordan Poole. Major League Baseball today, the Braves beat the Phillies 5-1 in 10 innings. And a little bit later on at 5:40, the Rays are taking on the Royals. Also, the Marlins taking on the Pirates at 5:40. That game on ESPN Plus this evening. Big game in college baseball, College World Series. It is an elimination game with the winner advancing to the championship against Florida. Number one seed Wake Forest and fifth seeded LSU. That game starts at 6, and it's on ESPN 2. Finally, AI coming to the world's oldest tennis tournament early next month. Wimbledon will use AI to provide audio commentary for the tournament's highlight videos on the app and website. The All England Club has already provided player stats to IBM, which developed the technology. Pretty cool there. Weekly jobless claims are up, reaching their highest level since late 2021 for the week ending last week. Labor Department reports receiving 264,000 first-time applications for unemployment benefits. Most analysts had been expecting today's numbers to come in right around 260,000.
And the spacecraft flying past Mercury is sending back a new photographs of the closest planet to the sun. The Bebe
Colombo, I think.
That orbiter, is a joint mission of the European and Japanese space agencies, which was launched in 2018 to study Mercury. This week, it's completed its third of the six planned flybys, coming within 150 miles of the surface. It skimmed over the planet the planet to take a series of black and white photographs revealing huge craters and deep steep cliffs off the Mercury's crust. So pretty interesting.
No word on any phosphorus on Mercury. So no signs of an AI or intelligent life on Mercury yet.
Yes.
Still three more flybys to go, though.
Yes.
I remember this. I am old enough to remember the Furby. I don't know if you have ever heard of this, but this would be well beyond your time. So it's 25 years old, and Hasbro launched a new version of its animatronic toy on Amazon today. $70. I remember it being a lot cheaper than that, but... so it's $70 and it's going to be available in stores nationwide starting July 15. Furby was one of these kind of, crazes in the 90s. You know, a lot of 90 toys were, I recall the Tickle Me Elmo doll was really big. My sister had to get a Nano Baby. That was a big deal. What that was it was just like this little electronic device, maybe like the size of a small peach or something, or like a, you know, a small
keychain, right?
Yeah, it was a keychain thing where you were responsible for, you know, raising and the life of this Nano Baby. That was a big craze. Obviously, the Beanie Babies were huge. So the Furby was along those lines. I do not recall having one. I don't know that my sister had one, but. You know, kind of like these historic 90s toys. I mean, a lot of them in, peak mint condition can go for a lot of money. So, yeah, they're coming back. So if you're around my age, you definitely remember the Furbies.
Mm-hmm. Another weird one involving some billionaires. It's likely it won't be another Thrilla in
Manila. Yeah, Manila? So this the little historical context for you. The Thrilla in Manila was the nickname of a big boxing match back in the 70s, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Sorry for butchering it. No, it might not be another one of those, but it is going to be a battle of the billionaires. After trading jabs on social media, Twitter CEO Elon Musk and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg could be heading to face each other in a cage match. When Zuckerberg asked for location, Musk responded, the Vegas Octagon.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So I saw this and I didn't add it because I was like, this is so moronic.
Oh,
like,
probably. I mean, it is.
It is.
It definitely is. And nothing's probably going to come of it. But, I mean, you know, Floyd Mayweather fighting Logan Paul or just these celebrity events. I mean, some of them, you know, get big dollars because, you know, people just we pay to see stuff like this.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anything's going to come of it, but it's fun to talk
about.
Who
do you think would win?
Oh, I don't know.
Because apparently Mark Zuckerberg's really into jiu-jitsu. I read that. But I feel like Elon Musk is a little bit more bulkier.
He's a little bulkier, but I mean, if Zuckerberg's got
the skill
background, then I'm taking
both
him.
Smart, though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Elon would have some sort of, you know, Spider-Man contraption, like, you know, I don't know. He'd have something come out of his suit or something.
He's been talking about putting AI in brains for a while, so I'm sure he has some secret superpowers that we don't know of. Maybe. If someone does, I bet he does.
Yeah, for sure. 6:50 right now. We'll take a break. Texter says, I volunteer to be Elon Musk's second. A little battle brewing there between Elon and Mark Zuckerberg. Maybe they do a fight for charity, a celebrity fight. Who knows? But that'll be interesting. 4:51. We'll take a break. More pop culture notes and wacky and weird stuff coming up. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Radio 92.3, just shy of a 4:55. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. Always feel free to text in or call in your thoughts, opinions, or questions to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Taking a look at our roads, I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays. We do still have some slowdowns throughout Pensacola off of Airport Boulevard. That's going to be just off of a Davis Highway. Also, we still do have some slight slowdowns. County Road 97 at Kingsfield Road has some little delays due to an accident that was just a little while ago, so keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111 with the details. And taking a look at weather, we do have some rain making its way into West Pensacola, some scattered storms going throughout Mobile, Saraland, Bay Minette, and one cluster of some thunderstorms over Atmore right now. And it is going to be making its way through into Pensacola as it's moving southwest to kind of straight diagonal line into Pensacola. So expect some rain in just a bit here throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So a survey from dating.com shows that 60% of single women are open to dating single dads. The idea is that single dads are more likely to be mature and responsible, and they're less likely to play games. While a single dad used to be a type to avoid in dating, this has changed. And when it comes to dating a single parent, most people are embracing the comfort of knowing their potential partner is likely looking for a meaningful connection and stability. So that's that makes all the sense in the world to me there. Also, a Sacramento restaurant is in trouble after, get this, hiring a fake priest to get confessions from employees about their performance and other issues. Taqueria Garibaldi was already being accused of labor code violations when they brought in the priest to interview employees and allegedly extract information about who was behind the complaints.
I have seen similar situations, but I have to agree with the Federal Department of Labor that this is the most egregious situation I've ever seen.
Attorney Jennifer Shaw says the company was already in trouble over alleged wage hour violations. So yesterday we had the auto shop guy that paid his employee $900 in pennies, oily, dirty pennies, and now we have a fake priest drawing out confessions of employees. That's
oh, gosh.
Bizarre.
That is awful. Another just a dumb one is, what's the dumbest, or I got a question for you, is what's the dumbest thing your dog has ever done?
Oh, I don't know. Probably chew up something he wasn't supposed to.
Okay, well, this small dog in Texas may have topped that. A small dog in Texas had to get rescued from firefighters on Monday. It got stuck in between the toilet and the wall. It got its head wedged between the back of the toilet and the wall, and not only were the firefighters not able to just wedge him out, and they had to just, you know, call the fire department, they had to remove part of the wall to get him out.
How big was the wedge? I mean,
I saw a picture of him. It's a small dog, so I don't know what it thought it was doing or what it wanted, but yeah, he's okay, but they did have to take out some drywall to get this pup out.
Couple movie-related notes. Comic and movie fans won't get to see the stars of Marvel at this year's Comic-Con as the writer's strike continues with no clear endgame in sight. It may soon evolve into the actor's strike. So just in case, Marvel canceling its panel this year. San Diego Comic-Con is attended by over 130,000 fans, and the Marvel panel is a yearly must.
And Mission Impossible actor Tom Cruise filmed the dangerous motorcycle stunt day one of filming. The stunt involves Cruise riding a motorcycle off a cliff and then parachuting safely while in free fall. The Dead Reckoning is expected to be one of the biggest Hollywood blockbuster movies this summer when it gets released on July 12th.
And Christopher Nolan says his upcoming movie Oppenheimer is an intense experience. Nolan says early screenings of the movie have left people feeling devastated. The movie follows physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer as he creates the atomic bomb to end World War II. I have to say that I've not been more excited for a movie coming out since Endgame than I am for this one. And that's even before I read this. So he's not apparently figured out how to do the atom bomb detonation without CGI. I've heard the sound is just intense in the theater. Great cast. Cillian Murphy, who plays the Scarecrow in the Batman trilogy there. Christopher Nolan directed those. I'm very, very excited about this one. I think that's out July 25th or something like
July
that.
July has some good movies.
Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock, Channel 3 News at 5 comes up. We'll see in about 12 minutes.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Happened in Florida as of July 1st. What a gun shop owner is saying about how it may affect sales.
The latest on that missing submersible, what the U.S. Coast Guard is now calling a catastrophic loss.
Some people questioning the ethics of members of the U.S. Supreme Court. Should Congress create reform because of some of their actions?
WEAR News at 5 starts now.
Good afternoon. Some breaking news to start you off with. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement. They're serving now a search warrant at a doctor's office in Gulf Breeze.
WEAR's Brent Carney is there as we speak. Brent, what are you seeing?
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We head into hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hope you've had a wonderful Thursday. Just one work day left before we get back to the weekend, and the weather forecast looks improved. We'll just say that to finish off Friday and head into the weekend as well. We'll get details on that here in a couple of minutes and a local check of the roads as we enter the peak of rush hour here. But starting off with our top three stories, a tragic conclusion to the search of the sub that went down the Atlantic floor to view the Titanic with five people on board. Rear Admiral John Mauger with the Coast Guard held a press conference at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
With experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber.
And he says that the debris was found about 1,600 feet away from the bow of the Titanic, and that catastrophic failure likely led to a vessel implosion. If there is any solace, it's that the five people on board would have felt absolutely nothing, in that the implosion would have happened so fast their bodies would not have even really realized what was going on. But the tragic conclusion there. Also, a statement earlier this afternoon from OceanGate, the company who lost their CEO, Stockton Rush, as well as four other passengers, including father and son. They say, quote, "These men were true explorers who shared a distinct spirit of adventure and a deep passion for exploring and protecting the world's oceans. Our hearts are with these five souls and every member of their families during this tragic time." That statement from OceanGate released earlier this afternoon as the Coast Guard announced their findings. And they will continue to be out at the scene as they will try to, recover as much of the sub as possible to determine what led to the implosion, possibly looking into what at what point in the submersible going down did it happen. I would guess and imagine that it happened when they lost contact, given how far deep they were towards the Titanic. But again, the debris found 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic this morning. House Republicans putting off an effort to impeach President Biden. That was led by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who introduced a measure to force the vote on her impeachment article earlier this week, despite Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy's opposition to it. And a bizarre one in Colorado, where nearly 100 people injured after being pounded with golf ball-sized hail at an outdoor concert. Fans were gathered in the stands at the Red Rocks Amphitheater and heard to hear pop star Lewis Tomlinson when a severe storm rolled in and began pelting the fans with hailstones. Seven people hospitalized due with broken bones and lacerations, and 80 others treated at the scene there. 516, we'll pause here for traffic and weather together.
We do have some slowdowns right now. This is going to be off of Gulf Beach Highway. There's an accident there, and got the call in about the accident right after the traffic report at 455. So for a good bit of it has gotten cleared up. But again, that's Gulf Beach Highway right off of Weller Avenue. We still have some slight delays in both directions. If you see anything else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Taking a look at weather, we do have some rain making its way into Pensacola. That's going to be some light rain all throughout Pensacola, south of the interstate, as well as throughout West Pensacola and making its way through Robertsdale. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Baldwin County in Alabama, as we do have some heavy rain making its way through Spanish Fort and Daphne currently. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Texter says, wondering if the submersible had a black box. I looked that up. The answer to that question is no. Airplanes do not. If you're not sure what a black box is, it's basically a it's something that records a transmission of everything that goes on an airplane. And so when a plane crashes, it's something that crews will recover so they can kind of look, and it records the audio and looks and just records the data. And so they can kind of make the determination, okay, here's when it went down, here's why it went down, what was the communication like, et cetera, et cetera. So I know that it had rescue beacons, but I don't know like all the science of everything going on. I know we've talked about this over the last couple of days, where we a journalist had gone on this thing, and he said, and this was three days ago, we were talking about this, that he said there's only one of two things that could have happened, because the submersible was equipped with seven different ways to, under duress, get to the bottom, or get to the top, rather, even if power had been lost. And because none of those happened, he said, okay, well, it's either they're stuck or it imploded. Those are the only two possibilities. And, you know, it was interesting listening to the Fox News conversation, and, you know, they had all these experts on and everything like that. It was really fascinating listening to them talk about being that deep in the ocean and, you know, kind of taking solace in the fact that these five people that were on the sub, when it happened, you would not have even realized it was happening to you. Is that, you know, it's like 6,000 square, it's 6,000 pounds per square inch, or so, it's some enormous amount of pressure that is just, you know, on the submarine, and for it to implode like that, it's like it would have happened in 2 milliseconds, and your brain would have taken 4 milliseconds to even realize or comprehend that something was going on. So just, you know, we all kind of thought, I don't know, maybe you had some hope that they would be rescued. I don't know how they would have been.
Yeah.
But the fact that there was no pain, there was no suffering, to be sitting there in a submarine in pitch black for 90 hours or so, just waiting and hoping and praying and doing everything, would have been just a completely miserable experience, as the oxygen and you're breathing in,
and
the,
it's
the
so small, it's five mm-hmm. grown men,
yeah, all that, and the cold, yeah, being that deep. You know, I heard one person say that, well, the cold may have even gotten to them before the lack of oxygen would have, because they would have been so cold down there for that long a time. But yeah, so the implosion happened, and in just quicker than a snap of a finger, it was over. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming days and weeks and months. You better believe there's going to be lawyers crawling around this thing. I'm sure that the families are, if not already, in communication with lawyers. They will be soon. There's a lot out there regarding lawsuits that have already been filed against this company, involving former employees who say that, hey, this thing isn't safe. And for various reasons, I was reading up on one where guy was said he was fired because he was trying to point out that this thing isn't safe, and the way that you're testing it to make sure it's safe, you just can't possibly test it like this because of how much pressure is in the water and all these different things. So there's going to be just, this is not over, obviously. They're going to try to recover as much as they can, the fragments of that. There are some questions about, you know, are they going to try to recover the bodies? I don't know what the bodies would even look like, or how much of the bodies would even remain. It's just a lot of questions there. 522. I'm sorry I rambled on there, but obviously it's a story that, you know, has reached its conclusion, but it's a story that everybody has been talking about. You open up social media, TikTok, every video is about this.
Well, also, it's like there are so many countries involved with it. I went to the gym today in the sauna. That's what they're talking about. I come home, my roommates, that's what they're talking about. So, going to take a quick break, though. Come back with more local national updates right here on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road, The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy. That's tomorrow at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Feedmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Feedmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Feedmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good on our roads right now. Really no major slowdowns. We do have some bad weather making its way through, so that is causing some delays on I-10 as you are moving towards Pine Forest from the Pensacola Boulevard exit, as well as northbound on 29. We're seeing some slowdowns as you head northbound towards West Detroit Avenue. And we do have an accident on 9th Avenue. 9th Avenue at Creighton Road. Expect some delays in both directions due to that accident. As I mentioned, we do have some rain making its way through Pensacola. Severe thunderstorm warning for Baldwin County in Alabama, as we have some heavy rain making its way through Mobile and Saraland currently. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Rolling through some local and state headlines today. Gulf Breeze doctor's office under investigation this afternoon after FDLE agents were seen conducting search warrants, according to Channel 3. That was at the office of Dr. Elaine Sharp on El Rito Drive. The Florida Department of Health confirmed this afternoon an emergency restriction order was issued against Dr. Sharp this afternoon. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson announcing two arrests in connection with the shooting that left a 24-year-old man dead on Monday. 20-year-old James Cordes and 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson have been charged with murder in the death of Joseph Lieb. The world's largest air show returned after a four-year hiatus due to COVID-19, and Santa Rosa County had a delegation there, including Commissioner Colton Wright, who says he and Economic Development Director Shannon Ogletree had a busy slate of meetings at the Paris Air Show earlier this week.
We had a tightly packed schedule. About every 30 minutes, we had a meeting with somebody from some company. Many of them were extremely productive and promising. Things are looking good for Santa Rosa County as well as the entire panhandle on the possibility of bringing literally thousands of jobs back to our region.
And the show is normally held every other year. However, the 2021 edition was canceled due to COVID-19. Looking quickly here at the state of Florida, Governor DeSantis taking aim at private college accreditation agencies, saying that he is filing a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Education, saying that the agencies have huge power and are accountable to no one. Also, Tropical Storm Brett is expected to move across the Lesser Antilles tonight as a strong tropical storm. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 4, which is in the middle of the Atlantic, should move generally west-northwest before turning a bit more northwest, and forecasters believe strong wind shear will also weaken that storm as well. Board of Governors for Florida's university system putting an out-of-state tuition hike on hold. The board deciding today additional work is needed there. 5:30 Fox News update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Saucier, the U.S. Coast Guard says the days-long search for a missing submersible has ended in tragedy. Debris found, Rear Admiral John Marger tells us where it was discovered.
Approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor.
A crew of five presumed dead. The Coast Guard believes they know how it happened.
This was a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
Coast Guard says the next step is to figure out the timeline of the events. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, in Washington, is paying an official state visit. He met with President Biden at the White House and also addressed Congress.
Democracy is the spirit that supports equality and dignity.
Some congressional members didn't show up for the speech, though, after India abstained from a UN vote condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A closely watched hearing, Microsoft squaring off against the Federal Trade Commission, got underway today. A federal judge is hearing arguments in the FTC's suit that seeks to block Microsoft's proposed deal to acquire video game publisher Activision Blizzard for $75 billion. The companies are hoping to close that deal next month. It's been a tough week for bank stocks. They've been under pressure amid talk of higher interest rates and increased capital requirements by regulators to strengthen the banking system. Shares of Bank of America today dropped 2.1%. PNC slid 2.4%. JP Morgan Chase fell 1.9%, and Wells Fargo eased 1.4%. As for the overall market, with technology and consumer discretionary issues doing well, stocks finished the Thursday session mostly higher. The S&P 500 rose 16 points, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite leaped 128, but the Dow Jones Industrial slipped 4 points. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim style. If you look at the two best players in the NBA Finals, one was a second-round pick, Denver's Nikola Jokic, and one fell to number 30 overall, Miami's Jimmy Butler. The NBA champions were loaded with high first-round picks, but we're in a new era. This seems to be a really good draft with Victor Wembanyama. There are no guarantees. It's a tough time to be an NBA GM. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I hope you're having a fantastic Thursday afternoon and getting ready to have one more day of the week and get to the weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national stories and, of course, get a look at sports and some wacky and weird stories coming up in just a bit. But we are seeing some slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction as you are approaching the Pine Forest exit. So some slowdowns there, as well as northbound on 29 is real busy. That's going to be right before you get to West Detroit Boulevard. We do have some slowdowns on 9th Avenue at Creighton Road due to an accident. And if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111 with the details. For weather, we do have some severe weather through Baldwin County. National Weather Service did issue a severe thunderstorm warning for Baldwin County in Alabama. And we're getting some light rain throughout south Escambia County, throughout west Pensacola, Warrington area, and making its way through Gulf Breeze getting close to Navarre too with some light rain. But we may be seeing some heavier rain in just a bit here as those storms are moving towards the Pensacola area. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Starting on July 1st, ECUA Bulk Waste Service is going to be a call-in format. So you need to call before 2 p.m. the day before your pickup day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Continuing this hour with our national headlines, House Republicans failed to overturn President Biden's veto of the Congressional Review Act. The Congressional Review Act would have ended Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, and it passed in the House and Senate earlier this year before Biden vetoed the resolution. Well, yesterday, the House failed to get the majority vote needed to overturn that veto.
And a little while back, we talked about how Congressman George Santos didn't want the names of who bailed him out to be released because they said they were going to be endangered. Well, the two people who guaranteed the $500,000 bail for Congressman George Santos have been revealed. And as it turns out, it was his father and aunt who put up the money. Santos had tried to keep their identities from being released, saying that it could jeopardize their safety. Santos is facing charges including wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds.
In Moscow, a court denying Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's appeal of his pretrial detention. Russia accuses him of collecting state secrets about the military. He was arrested back in March, and judges have extended his pretrial detention twice, including last month when it was extended until August 30th.
And the State Department is announcing a new visa restriction policy aimed at keeping foreign governments from helping their fugitives escape the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the Fallon Smart policy, named after the 15-year-old Oregon girl who was killed by a hit-and-run driver in 2016. Officials believe that the suspected driver was a Saudi national who fled the country before his trial with the help of the Saudi government.
A bizarre story in Texas where police in El Paso say an Uber passenger shot her driver because she thought she was being kidnapped. The 48-year-old passenger from Kentucky told police that she saw road signs for the Mexican border town of Juarez and panicked when she shot the driver. The 52-year-old driver is on life support with a bullet wound to the head. Investigators say the driver was following the correct route and that there were no signs that he was trying to abduct his passenger, who's now under arrest.
Very sad. Mm-hmm. Another sad one out of Texas. At least four people are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny town in Texas last night in North Texas. A tornado warning went out for Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. last night. In addition to the loss of life, the twister left around a dozen buildings damaged.
And the Biden administration is making it easier for skilled workers from India to live and work in the U.S. According to Reuters, people familiar with the move say the administration is using Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit this week as a backdrop for that announcement. And continuing on with the world of sports here tonight, we've got a big game coming up in about 20 minutes. In the College World Series, it is winner advance to the championship round. The loser heads home. Top-seeded Wake Forest versus fifth-seed LSU. 6 o'clock start time, that one on ESPN2. Florida awaiting the winner of this matchup. And the NBA draft is tonight as well, starting at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Spurs will take France star Victor Wembanyama. Alabama's Brandon Miller also expected to go in the top three. Couple big trades coming down in the association. A three-team trade sending Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart goes to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Chris Paul now will be traded for a second time this week. After he was traded from the Suns to the Wizards, he's now expected to go to the Golden State Warriors. They are sending a trade package that includes Jordan Poole. Major League Baseball action right now. The Braves beat the Phillies 5-1 in 10 innings. Also today, some earlier games. The Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 5-3. The Twins over the Red Sox 6-0. Guardians beat the A's 6-1. And the Padres shut out the Giants 10-0. Game's just starting. The Rays taking on the Royals. That one in the top of the first inning. Also the Marlins and the Pirates just getting underway there as well. Health and science notes today. Toy craze from the 90s is returning for its 25th anniversary. The Furby doll. Hasbro launched a new version of its animatronic toy on Amazon today, and it's $70, and the toy will be available in stores nationwide starting on July 15th. People around my age probably remember the craze that the Furbies were there. Not the cutest little animals or toys.
Creepy looking.
Yeah. But people love them just like they love the Nano Babies, the Beanie Babies, the Tickle Me Elmos, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple of 90s toys craze, but the Furby was right there, so it's coming back for its 25th anniversary.
Love it. Weekly jobless claims are up, reaching the highest level since late 2021 for the week ending in June 17th. The Labor Department reports that 264,000 first-time applications for unemployment benefits they received, and most analysts have been expecting today's number to come in at around 260,000.
Also, existing home prices are seeing the biggest year-over-year drop in over a decade. The National Association of Realtors says that the median price last month was just over $396,000. That's a drop of a little more than 3% compared to a year ago, the biggest decline seen since December of 2011.
And in some space news, a spacecraft flying past Mercury is sending back new photographs of the closest planet to the sun. The BPI Colombo Orbiter is a joint mission of the European and Japanese Space Agency. It was launched in 2018 to study Mercury. This week, it's completed its third of the six planned flybys and coming in with 150 miles to the surface. And it skimmed over the planet. It took a series of black and white photographs revealing huge craters and steep cliffs in Mercury's crust.
We were talking just a little while ago about the Furby dolls and kind of talking about the 90s craze. Texter says, what about My Buddy Dolls? That's a little bit before my time, but a quick search of the Wikipedia. They came out, Hasbro made them starting in 1985. A doll to appeal to young boys and teach them about caring for their friends. The idea, both innovative and controversial for its time, as toy dolls were traditionally associated with younger girls. I need to, people remember this, I was born in 86, so I don't, and I did not have a My Buddy doll.
Well, looking it up on images, it looks like it's what Chucky is supposed to be off of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But yeah, I would not know much about if there was a craze and people were, you know, fighting over the My Buddy dolls, but a little more research needed on that for me anyway. Also, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are at least going at it on social media and talking up a possible cage match. Likely not going to be another thriller in Manila, but could be the battle of the billionaires. They traded jabs on social media, and Elon Musk and Zuckerberg asked for a location. Musk said the Vegas Octagon. So I don't think it's going to materialize, but I think if Musk and Zuckerberg agreed to this and they wanted to put it on pay-per-view or something, or maybe, you know, on Twitter, you know, they could work it out where they'd want to stream it at. But a pay-per-view for charity, I think they'd get a lot of money in for that. But
yeah, I agree. I think it's just funny that, I don't know, this is what they're talking about on their social media platforms, yeah. The big old billionaires. In pop culture news, hundreds of millions of dollars are remaining up for grabs in America's two biggest lotteries. There's still no grand prize winner from last night's Powerball drawing, so pushing up the jackpot to $424 million ahead of the next chance to win on Saturday. Meanwhile, tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $320 million.
Somebody saying the Teddy Ruxpin. I do not remember that either. That was, though, the best-selling toy of 1985 and 1986. Cartoon based on the character debuted in 1986. So, yeah, a little bit before my time there, but a lot of 80s kids chiming in with some of the big toy crazes of the 1980s. Also, where are we at? Yeah, G.I. Joe. I remember that. That was a big one. I mean, that G.I. Joe's been around, I mean, a long time. But I'd have to look up when it officially came out there. Also, let's see what we got here. Harrison Ford says he has no plans of retiring. Ford, who turns 81 next month, said in an interview, "I don't do well when I don't have work." After the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie, the actor still has Captain America, Brave New World, and more on his list of upcoming projects there.
And we are still hearing about the Writers Guild of America strike. Well, no, show no signs of letting up. The group held a huge rally alongside multiple other unions in Los Angeles yesterday. Their strike against the big Hollywood studios is now in the eighth week, and there's no sign of any deal going to be signed just yet. Two main concerns are residuals of from streaming content and the regulation of AI. We did forget to get a traffic and weather update, so I want to get one in real quick. We're actually looking pretty good on the roads, but we still have some major slowdowns. Seen some slow-moving traffic on North Blue Angel Parkway leading into the Lillian Highway intersection, so just keep that in mind. And we do have some heavy rain coming into our area for a quick weather update. Just light rain right now throughout Pensacola, but we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Baldwin County in Alabama, and that's going to be heavy rain right now throughout Bay Minette, Daphne, Mobile, Saraland, and it is going to be making its way into Pensacola in just a bit here. So we are seeing also heavy rain throughout Century and along 29 currently. So just keep that in mind that we're probably going to be seeing some rain in just a bit. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, people still texting in the toys of their youth that they remember having big generational impacts. Cabbage Patch Kids, that's another one. And I also remember the Walkman that Kevin had in Home Alone 2. Lost in New York?
Okay.
All right, yes.
I've seen it. I don't remember the toy.
You don't remember the Walkman that he had? That he would record his Uncle Frank and play in... singing in the shower, and then he used that in the hotel?
I don't think I've watched that movie in a really long time. Sorry.
All right. 5:50. I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to talk to somebody about getting Gracie fired here because she doesn't remember Home Alone 2. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and maybe Gracie moving forward on News Radio 92.3.
Behold, the Ansac Lawn. Beautiful, durable, built from the roots up to thrive and withstand the wear and tear of everyday life on the Gulf Coast. And like you, we know a healthy lawn is more than just another pretty space. It's the neighborhood soccer field. It's a summertime water park with free admission. It's a backyard campground where imaginations soar. At NSEC, we believe that a healthy lawn adds to the quality of life at home. That's why we engineer each lawn to succeed, with free soil samples that provide a detailed analysis of your lawn's soil, letting us know exactly what your lawn needs to thrive. Plus, with NSEC Lawn Service, you'll get unlimited service calls. After all, that's not just any old lawn, that's your lawn. And to make it grow at its best, you need a better lawn service. NSEC, guaranteed lawn care. Get growing with NSEC today. Visit NSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to SheltonFireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
So it was the Talk Boy. The Talk Boy is what it was called. I knew it was not the Walkman, but in the heat of the moment, I couldn't remember what it was. But great, still no idea what the Talk Boy was. So Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. No. Kevin has this silver recording device that he talks into and records it back. And then his Uncle Frank's in the shower. He cracks open the door to get his tie, and then he hears him singing. And so he records it, and then later on in New York, he uses the audio to keep the hotel staff at bay. That does not ring any sort of bell for you.
No, it does. After that, and I'm looking at a picture of it, but I personally have never used one.
Well, I would not expect you to.
I've only seen Home Alone 2 one time.
Yeah,
if we're talking
about
Christmas
movies. There's
two
separate issues there. The more recent one that you just said, I'm much more concerned about that you've only seen that movie twice. I know that you haven't played with the Walkman. It was, you know, back in 1993 was when it was like the hottest toy of the Christmas season.
It's Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, I'm sorry.
I know.
Home Alone 3 sucks, by the way.
If you're going to watch a Home Alone movie, you're going to watch number one.
I will submit to you that 2 is better than 1, but we can have that discussion in December.
Okay.
Let's get to some good news. Hey, congratulations, by the way, to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 3-1 final. The Blue Wahoos come back late to beat the Smokies. And for the second year in a row, the first city will celebrate a first-half South Division championship.
Ooh.
Eric Bremer on the call there. The Wahoos' record now stands at 38-26 on the season, wrapping up the South Division title for the first half of the season. So congratulations to them.
Yay. Also a nice story coming out of Ocala, Florida. A firefighter is now a father to a newborn baby.
I saw this, yeah.
After finding her at a Florida fire station safe haven baby box, Ocala Fire and Rescue said that someone surrendered their baby anonymously 6 months ago at its headquarters. After trying to start a family of his own with his wife for over a decade, the firefighter said he went to the hospital with the baby to encounter about adopting her, and the baby girl Zoe is now officially adopted by the couple.
Very cool there. Do you have the audio on the Wisconsin family pulled up? Okay. For Father's Day this past weekend, a woman in Wisconsin shared her story after a DNA test helped her track down her biological dad. He lives in Nebraska and was thrilled to meet her. She also found out she has 6 siblings. After over a dozen years of looking, the woman was finally able to find her biological father by using 23andMe. Here's Melissa Kelly talking about her journey and connecting with her biological father, Ron, over the phone.
Hey, do you have an uncle by the name of this? Oh, yes, I do. So I got the pictures, and I got stalking him on Facebook and other family members. And I found my father. Took one look at him, and I knew. Hello.
Hi there.
You know, you hear about these stories, and you just don't ever think it's going to happen to you.
That little void I never thought I had was being filled.
Very cool stuff there.
And in good news, another one involving animals. After 6 years being away from its family, a cat was returned home. Ozzy was found back to his home thanks to a microchip after disappearing during a wildfire in 2017. So the cat, Ozzy, went missing when her owners evacuated from their home in California during a wildfire. The family accounted for all their animals, but they couldn't find their cat, Ozzy. When it was safe to return home, the owners looked for months for this cat, Ozzy. The cat survived the fire and spent the last 6 years living independently, not far from its home. Eventually, a good Samaritan who thought that the cat was a little bit too friendly to be a stray brought the cat to Forgotten Felines, where he was scanned for a microchip. After the scan was showed that it did have a microchip under Ozzy's skin, the Forgotten Families
that's mine
sorry Forgotten Felines found their owners and returned her after 6 years.
Very cool. I also saw the story in the UK about a turtle, a very old turtle as it turns out, but went missing 2 years ago and managed to make it back to its home.
What?
Yeah, turtle traveled 5 miles over the 2 years and made it back home.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty cool. Homeward Bound. I don't know how you'd make a Homeward Bound movie out of that, because 5 miles over 2 years doesn't sound nearly as interesting as it did in the original Homeward Bound movie. But
yeah.
Still, awesome story. And a couple of high-profile movies set to be releasing later on this summer. And one of them I am super excited for. I've already got my tickets for opening weekend. Christopher Nolan says his upcoming movie Oppenheimer is an intense experience. He says early screenings of the movie have left people feeling devastated, though. I'll be interested to give a full report on that. Also, Tom Cruise filming a dangerous motorcycle stunt in day one of filming Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. It's expected to be one of the biggest Hollywood blockbusters when it releases on July 12th. Both of those movies releasing on July 12th. I'm excited to see both of them, but especially for Oppenheimer. Last time I was this excited about a movie was probably Endgame. So, all in on Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about the atomic bomb, like, what, months ago?
Yeah.
You had said that, so I'll probably have to check it out, too, just so we have something to talk about. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this WEAR update.